I want to speak to Michael Conlon, who's head of Northern Ireland programmes for the Young, Northern Ireland programmes for the Young Foundation. And indeed, he's talking about the People's Accelerator programme. What on earth is that? Michael, good morning.
Morning, Frank. The People's Accelerator is a programme where we invite people from all across Northern Ireland to engage with us and come up with ideas that would actually change their communities or change their street or, you know, make Northern Ireland a better place to live, work and play. So we would ask anyone that has an idea really to get in touch with us. If it's a good fit, we put them on a programme over 6 months, but it's not a big commitment. It's only one day a month for 6 months. And at the end of that programme, we put them in a room with people who can really help bring their project to life. So funders, councils, the big lottery. And it's a bit like pitch day. It's not like a Dragon's Den or anything. What it really is sitting down and selling your idea to people, and then we'll support you to bring your idea, you know, to fruition, to make Northern Ireland a better place to live.
Yeah, but is it a talking shop? You know, they talk about the People's Assembly or whatever, and they talk about the People's Accelerator programme. We can all talk, even on this programme. People can come on and come up with brilliant ideas, but the chances of it ever coming to fruition, sadly, with the best of intention, sadly, it's rare.
Not at all, Frank. If people sign up to the People's Accelerator, we have some real great examples on amplifyni.org where people come in with ideas for projects and they're now up and running and they're social enterprises and they're making a difference in their communities. One example is an organization called Madlug, Making a Difference Luggage. And this man came up with an idea to design and develop a new luggage. And what he does, every time someone buys luggage on their website, a young person in Kerr actually receives a bag. Because what we discovered is that young people in Kerr actually move from house to house, but they bring it in their shopping bags and carrier bags. They've no actual luggage to bring with them. So if you go onto Madlug on the website, you buy their bag and they will actually provide another bag to young people. Another example was Balnify Community Association. They came to us with an idea with regards to a community garden. And we helped them set up a community garden, helped them get some funding from Belfast City Council. And what has resulted in that is great, they have a community garden, but the people up in Balnify have told us that their mental health has improved. One of the participants lost 5 stone because he started eating the vegetables that he was growing. So there's all these other benefits that happen when you take part in the People's Accelerator.
And is it financed by the big lottery?
We're funded by the big lottery, but the big lottery may not fund your specific project, but we'll put you in touch with them. And if the big lottery doesn't fund your specific idea or project, what we'll do is we'll look for other funders that have a specific interest in the work that you're doing. So you get supported the whole way through, and you get one-on-one tailored support as well at the end of it. So we're with you the whole way.
Do you have a lot of forms to fill in, a lot of criteria to meet? I would imagine you would.
No. Not at all. Really simple. If you go to amplifyni.org, one simple form, name, email address, telephone number, and a wee bit about your project, and one of our team will give you a wee buzz back and talk you through it and talk to you about what the next steps are. So it's really easy, simple process. And if you do have a simple idea to change your street, your community, a bunch of friends, just get in touch and have a chat with us about it.
So it's really about improving community as opposed to giving someone a leg up with a small business.
Yes, it is about improving community, but if your business has a social element, so if it's a social business, we can help you with that as well. And some of our social businesses have gone on to create jobs and have expanded over this last 4 years. So there is an element of supporting business as well, but it has to be a social enterprise rather than, you know, in to make a few quid for yourself.
Yeah, it must be very satisfying for the people working on your team when you see something begin to flourish.
Yeah, our team see people come in and they have this idea and they're not too sure if it's going to work. And we teach them some research skills and, you know, how to present their idea to funders and programs. And then 3 and 4 years down the line, you see these wonderful thriving organizations that have started employing people. And some people have actually been able to give up their jobs to commit full time to the project ideas. And that's brilliant to see, just to see the individuals flourish and become more confident, and to see this small idea that they weren't too sure if it ever work come to fruition. It's a real joy, a real satisfying job for the entire team.
It might be exactly what you need if you're listening to this programme and wondering where you take your community project next. Just remind us again how they come on board.
So they go to our website, amplifyni.org, and they just click on the People's Accelerator, name, phone number, and a short little spiel about your project, and we'll get in touch with you.
Okay. It's a big lottery initiative. It'd be interesting to see now if that benefits you. And of course, if you're listening to the programme and you've already benefited from this particular project and you've a story to tell us, feel free. The People's Accelerator Programme 2019 up and running. Michael, good speaking to you. Thanks for explaining it to us.
You too, Frank. Thanks a million.
That's Michael Conlon. Sounds like as if it might be right up the street of some of you.